Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. We know we're in February now of 2023. Time is moving on. And we're still on radio preaching the gospel, amen, like we always do. Even though the coronavirus is still around, but we are doing what we can do to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have a powerful message, amen, to start the month off during the month of February, talking about it's time to love others like we love ourselves. Treat people right. Praise God. We're going to be able to have church with the message all this month. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to treat people right. So much injustice has been done in our society, in our world. I'm telling you how that people mistreat folks. But the Lord wants us to love one another. That's part of being a child of God. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Sow good seeds, everybody, because we're going to reap what we sow. People treat people wrong, mistreat folks, thinking that they done got away with it. But God sees everything. He knows everything. He hears everything. Don't nothing get by him. And what we sow is what we going to reap. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we need to treat people the way we want to be treated. If you want good things to come to you, be good to somebody else. Amen. Love people. Give them good gifts so that good things will come back to you. If you want to be well in your body, enjoy good health, then treat people right. Love one another. Do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Speak kind words to people. I'm telling you, treat people with love. Therefore, the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. I know this is going to be a deep, deep message. Amen. But therefore, people need to hear the word of God. Amen. That's good for introduction. Missionary Velvet, praise God. The Lord has really blessed you, praise the Lord, and amen, and enable you to do, amen, in the ministry, praise God. What would you like to say to the radio audience here on this broadcast?
Praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. He is so wonderful. The month of February is all about the heart and about love. The Lord wants us to love one another. The Bible says in our day and time, the love of many has waxed cold. But I want us all to praise the Lord. Please don't let my love wax cold. And the most of all, that Jesus loved us and he gave his life for you and I. And that's the greatest love. And because he loved us, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to be able to humble ourselves under his mighty hands that he may mold us and make us to become the man and woman, the boy and girl that he wants us to be? So I challenge all of us to ask us that question. Say, Lord, here I am. What do you require me? What do you want me to do? And then say, my soul said yes, and I want to surrender all to you. And we all do that, and the Lord will answer our prayer, because he will answer prayer. And he said he'll fulfill every good desire. So I pray for you, and you pray for me, and we watch God change things in each of our lives. May God bless you.
Amen. That's wonderful, inspirational words from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord. Yes, we need to love people and treat people right. Amen. Don't hold no grudges, but do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Praise God. And the Lord will bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get started in the Word of God. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Matthew 7 and start reading at verse number 9. Let's see what Jesus said.
St. Matthew 7 and 9. Of what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone?
Amen. Now Jesus is taught teaching. He's asking this question, saying, what man of you, if your son asks you for a good gift, such as bread, will you give him something rotten, something bad, like a stone? Would you do that? What else is said, Missionary Velvet?
And he said, if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?
Amen. If your child want a fish, will you give him a serpent? In other words, if your child wanted something good, will you just give him something bad, treat him any kind of way? I'm telling you, be cruel unto him. I'm telling you, so much cruelty goes on in our world, such as over in Africa and places in our world, how their people mistreat folks. Folks that starving and hungry, children starving and hungry. And I'm telling you, even in this country, in the United States, and people need help. They need things. And instead of giving them some fresh water, good food, give them medical care that they need. You give them dirty water to drink. Give them filthy cups to use. Give them any old thing. All of that is evil and wicked in the eyes of God. What did Jesus say, Missionary Velvet?
He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him.
Now, if you want God to be good to you, bless you, amen, spiritually, bless you naturally, then you must be good to others naturally. Amen. I'm telling you, do good to them. If someone hungry, give them good food, food that you know you wouldn't mind eating yourself. Don't give them something stale and rotten, something that need to be thrown in the trash. You don't do that. So many times you have people doing, especially during Christmas, amen, and also other times that they may do, they may wrap up gifts for the homeless. And them gifts such as soap, instead of wrapping up something nice and good and brand new, they wrap up old stuff, soap that just they got hair in it, or soap that got, amen, deodorant that been used, and you wrap that up and give it to them. All of that's evil in the eyes of God. And then you wonder why some people suffer like they do. We need to take inventory of ourselves. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If you want good things to come to you, if you want somebody to give you brand new soap, brand new bars, brand new deodorant, give you something good, then do good to others. Don't wrap up something that needs to be thrown in the trash, but wrap up something brand new. Amen. Brand new t-shirts, brand new underwear, something that you don't mind receiving yourself. That's what you need to do. Then this is part of holiness. You heard me? This is part of living for the Lord. Now, I know I preach hard against sin, but this needs to be done as well. Because sometimes we wonder why people suffer like they suffer with pains in their body. They may wonder why, amen, they had to go through what they go through with. There's reason for these things, because God is a healer. But the thing is that in order for us to receive the good things of God, then we must sow good seeds ourselves. Amen. We're going to pick this message up on another broadcast, because I know this is a heart-stirring message. Let's get ready for the power of a prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Amen, because it's time to treat people right. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them from alcohol, from drugs, from, amen, the lust of the flesh. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say praise God. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song said, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. It is a true statement, and we all must believe that. As Ella Holmes was praying and talking to us, you receive that, because the Lord can work on our hearts and the Lord can supply our every need. To be the man and woman, boy and girl that we need to be, no matter how much else wickedness is going on in the world, you can be that shining light. We thank those behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan and a purpose for you to prosper and to have hope. Those in the free world, think of your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to support us and continue to pray for us. And we pray for you because you need the Lord and we need the Lord. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and I as we go out to do ministry, to minister the word of God, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the lost world. Praise God. And we will pray for you. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.